Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and the peace of God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you. My brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you this morning on this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, the body and the blood of Christ. And a very special greeting also to those who are listening or watching throughout the diocese. I want to offer a special blessing for our city today on this feast, and also our diocese, that we may be who we are called to be who we truly are, the body of Christ. So let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. Who live and reign with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Scepter of your power, the Lord will stretch forth from Zion, ruled in the midst of your enemies. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the days fall like the dew, I have begotten you. Has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. The word of the Lord.
Salvatore, lauda dulcede pastor. be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, greetings to everyone listening and watching and here present in the cathedral on this beautiful feast day of ours, the feast of Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of the Lord. If we look back on our week, we can find many challenges, but we can also find many gifts. Two of the gifts that I received this week was first on Thursday when we gathered here in the cathedral with almost 900 people to have an hour of adoration and then a beautiful procession through the city, which lasted about an hour and a half. The downsize was the feet about 10:30 that are just throbbing from all the walking and everything. But it was a beautiful display of our faith throughout the city. We're grateful for all those who were able to come and express openly and in such a beautiful way their faith in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And the second was the readings at daily Mass throughout this week, which are taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. One of the basic themes of St. Paul is the cross of Jesus Christ. But in the readings this week, he speaks of weakness. And he sums it up with the declaration, "It is when I am weak that I am strong." That is such a different way of looking at life. It is when I am weak that I am strong. It gave me pause to think of what is original sin. We've heard it explained in many ways. Of course, it is the sin of disobedience. But what causes disobedience? The cause of disobedience, whether to God or to one another, is self-sufficiency, which basically says, I do not need you. Our sin as human beings is saying to God, I do not need you. Oh yeah, when I'm in trouble, you may find me running to you. But day to day, hour to hour, to sustain my life, I do not need you. Now, many of us would say, well, I never say that. Perhaps not. But some way in our actions, we express to God our self-sufficiency, that we are sufficient unto ourselves. St. Paul realized that was not true. He realized that life is about a transformation into God. When he says in the letter to the Galatians, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live is life in God. That's anything but self-sufficiency. And in that, then, St. Paul could say, it's when I'm weak, I'm strong. Because in that weakness, I realize, I recognize, I am awakened to the fact I need you. Let's look at the gospel today on this feast of Corpus Christi from St. Luke. There's a profound hunger in every person. We see physical hunger throughout the world, people starving, images, news reports, pictures of people in dire need of just food, human food. There is a basic hunger, however, in all of us that is beyond just physical food. It is a hunger to be loved. And I'm not talking about affection only, but a hunger to discover the beauty of love, and also the hunger to love. That cannot be done in a self-sufficient person. I need another to love me and another to love. Self-sufficiency will not provide that for me. If we try to satisfy our own hunger for love, we will fail. We will fail. And across our globe, we are failing as a society, as a human race, because we are trying to be self-sufficient. Whether that is nationally, as a government, as a country, as a community, as a family, as a people, as races against each other, we fail because we're not self-sufficient. No person is an island unto themselves. But the true hunger can only be satisfied by one person. Only one person can totally, completely satisfy what is deep inside every human being, the hunger for love. And that is God Himself. If we look at the Gospel of St. Luke today, we see that Jesus had a crowd around Him. And what were they doing? They were listening to Jesus speak about the kingdom. When I look at that, I think they came on their own. I don't think anybody went and handed out flyers and say, hey, there's going to be a meeting and you must be there. They came because they wanted to come. They were attracted to come because he was saying something that brought something to life in them. Nor did they have to stay to the point of being hungry physically. They could have gone away. But there was something in his words, something about what he was telling them that kept them captive there. But there did come a time when hunger set in late in the afternoon. And the apostles, being very practical people, came up to Jesus and said, okay, stop your sermon, stop talking, and dismiss them. Tell them to go. They're hungry. And Jesus turned to them and said, give them something yourself. You take care of it. And what's beautiful at this point is that they recognize that as human beings, although disciples and followers of Jesus Christ, they had to recognize we don't have enough. We don't have what they need. We're at a certain point empty-handed in satisfying their needs. The true hunger can only be satisfied by you, Jesus. And so it was he who asked for what little they had and said, bring it to me. And at that point, he multiplied what little there was to satisfy the hunger, the physical hunger they had. But it also speaks to us that only he can satisfy that basic hunger in each one of us. What satisfies us, dear friends, is a personal encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. How many of us really can say, I know Jesus Christ? We have just celebrated the beautiful weeks of Easter, Pentecost, and all these beautiful feasts that we celebrate. But putting the cards down on the table, how many of us know Jesus Christ? How many of us every day get up and say, good morning, Jesus. Welcome into my life. I'm here for you. I need you. I cannot live today on my own. I know there will be difficulties. I know there will be crosses. I know I will make mistakes. But be in my life. Be with me. That's a simple reality for everyone. God is not complicated, friends. Sometimes it's our words that make him a little complicated. He's not complicated. When I began to study philosophy, the first thing that struck me was the reality that God is a simple being. God's not complicated because God is love. God's love was shown to us, as we know, in Jesus Christ, who told us that there's no greater love. There's no greater source of love than one who gives up their life for their friends. And you are my friends, he said. And from the cross, as he hung there and gave up his life for us, that became the sacrament, the ultimate sign of God's love. And Jesus did not want to leave it on Calvary in space and time. He wanted to continue that love sacramentally for you and me 2,000 years later. And so on the night before he died, he took bread, which was a custom during the Passover. He broke it and said the words, this is my body, given up, sacrificed for you. And with the chalice of wine, this is my blood poured out for you. Do this in memory of me. Sisters and brothers, that's what we receive. Because Jesus said he would be with us always, always, until the end of time. And that doesn't mean sporadically when you need me. That means every second of your life, every moment of your time, every need that you have, come to me. Come to me, because my burden is light, and I will be with you. Jesus also told us, without me, you can do nothing. Only God, only Jesus can feed us. Only he can take away the deepest yearning of our need. He is real food, as the great saints of the church have proclaimed. He is simple food, but he is truly present in that simple bread, in that cup of wine. If we move just to conclude to the sixth chapter of St. John, which is again the same scene of the multiplication of loaves, but St. John had a deeper insight in reporting what Jesus said. They said to him, St. John reports, "Sir, give us some of this bread." And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Sisters and brothers, let us not try futilely to be self-sufficient this week. Let us be weak in our reliance upon ourselves and turn that to Almighty God. Let Him be our stronghold. Let Him be our strength. Let Him be our wisdom. Let Him speak and act through us, because we today, as every day as possible, feed on the sacrament of love, the sacrament of power, Jesus Christ, really present in the Holy Eucharist. Together now, let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we gather now together as the body of Christ, we bring our prayers and intentions to our Heavenly Father.
For the church, the body of Christ, that we may strive always to act with virtue and integrity as we carry on the mission Jesus left us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That nations and organizations may work together to eliminate hunger, to make possible enough food for everyone to eat and be satisfied, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who bring the Eucharist to people who are unable to attend Mass, especially those who are lonely or isolated, that they may be signs of the presence of Christ in our midst, and for the eternal repose of the soul of Manuel Arbarca, Sr., we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray also for all of us here today, that we may be nourished by the Eucharist and eager to share the good news with all those we meet. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
and for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Fran Seagrave, Margarita B. Garcia, Sam M. Moreno, Nathaniel Garcia, Luisa Garza, and in commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the discovery of Corpus Christi Bay, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you have provided for us your Son, Jesus Christ, as an expression of your love. He manifests that love in a complete way on the cross and has sent the Holy Spirit so that we may continue that sacrifice in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Help us to grow in a deeper love and understanding of your love through the Eucharist, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
By the word of God.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing your faithful by the sacred mystery, you make them holy, so that the human race, bound by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that, bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing the new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.